On the Big Sports Breakfast, let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer. Thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggera and Broadmeadow.
The only bloke with less sleep than Michael Slater who went to the Logies last night is Phil Moss, who got up and watched El Clasico, Real Madrid and Barca. What a game.
Wow. I feel ready to play a game after watching that. The adrenaline pumping through the veins. It was the most amazing game of football. And to cut a long story short, Barcelona won it in the dying seconds. Last kick of the game. Who else but Lionel Messi?
I have a guess.
And the way Barcelona fashioned that goal sums up, everyone says you want to play the Barcelona way. Well, they won the ball back in on their right-hand corner flag, played out under pressure, broke in transition, had about six or seven players in the box. Lionel Messi holds his run, makes a late run to the edge of the box, ball's cut back, and he slots it to the near post. It was just unbelievable.
Wow.
And there was a vision of Messi after he scored it, holding his Barcelona shirt up to the Real Madrid supporters. That photo there will become iconic with the El Clasico.
What's that shirt worth? Oh. What does that turn over?
I don't think there's enough zeros.
No.
I really don't.
No, what does
Isn't
that
amazing,
turn over?
Like, but Ronaldo's the same. How they just turn up, superstars like that turn up when in big moments like that over and over. And, like, how many years have they been doing
it? And time stands still every
single
time.
Just, that's a sign of greatness of any sports star for me, when they can stand up when it matters the most.
Wayne Rooney scored for Man U this morning. 2-0 over Burnley, over the weekend. And then Crystal Palace 2-1 over Liverpool.
Well, that's thrown the cat amongst the pigeons, particularly for the UEFA Champions League standings. And my old mates in the Liverpool shirts are, let's not say they're treading water with concrete boots on yet, but they are. Manchester United now come within 3 points of them with two games in hand. Manchester City 2 points behind them. Liverpool are the only team in that top four, well, five, having played 34 games. Everyone else is on 32. So, yeah. So nervous times for Liverpool.
Mossy, at the moment, it's Chelsea 75 points, Tottenham 71, Liverpool third, but as you've mentioned, 66 points, two clear of Man City with two games in hand, Man U 63 points, two games in hand.
That's right. So it's really coming down to the money time of the season. And look, winning the Premier League is one thing, qualifying for Europe is another thing, and that is a race that's really going to be intriguing in the closing rounds.
That's going to be fantastic. We look forward to that. Mate, what did you make of it? I've got to say, some people were bagging the way his side, Western Sydney Wanderers, played.
Oh, you're rock solid, aren't you?
I found it quite enthralling.
Mario's blood boiling because they didn't get the result. But really, in the first half, Western Sydney should have had the result put to bed. Some would say in the first 15 minutes. They came out of the blocks on fire up there in Brisbane on Friday night. And probably a combination of snatching at a couple of chances, but also some heroics from Theo between the sticks for Brisbane kept them at bay. And then they got the go-ahead goal, Antonis from the penalty spot, just before half-time. But then it showed a lot of courage from Brisbane to come back, claw their way back into the game, get the equaliser from Jamie McLaren, and then win it on penalties. And Jamie Young came off the bench for Theo, who's now out for the season.
What about that?
Pulled off an unbelievable save 20 seconds into his appearance, which is incredible for a goalkeeper, and then pulled off the save in the shootout from Kusukami.
Yeah, Jamie Young, the goalkeeper, who came on as a substitute. Will he keep the gig, or what happens now?
Yeah, well, Theo's out for the season.
He's done his medial, so he's
dusted now, yeah, which is unfortunate. And they've got ACL as well. They're away in Asia this week for the
that's
game
not
against
his,
Guangdong.
That's not his anterior cruciate ligament. That's the ACL championship. Is that right?
Yes. That's right.
Good distinction. Don't confuse everybody, Terry.
Good distinction.
Did his medial.
Asian Champions League midweek. And yes, Theo's done the ligament that runs down the inside of the knee.
So the Sydney FC are playing at Allianz, not at ANZ, thank God.
They are, and they're playing against Perth Glory, who are now staying in Melbourne until Wednesday or Thursday and then travelling to Sydney. So they put Melbourne City to the sword. Now, I don't want to take anything away from Perth because they deserve the result on the night, but the bigger question is what is going on at Melbourne City. And it's not good enough. They limped out of the finals yesterday. It's been described by some as the worst finals performance in A-League history. And for a club that's got the City Football Group behind them, that is a massive statement and not far off the mark. I'm not going to put my my name to that comment, but it's not far off the mark. They were terrible.
Timmy
and
Cahill?
They have been all season when it comes to defence.
Timmy Cahill?
His performance? Look, I think he was just the same as everyone else yesterday, really. It was, and Michael Valkanis came out in the lead-up to the game and said, we don't need to play with structure. We want to keep teams guessing. Well, I'm sorry, you do need structure, and particularly to win the big games. I'm not saying you have to be a defensive-minded team or an attack-minded team. You need balance, and they had none of that.
All right. Mm. Oh, good. So, look, we'll get your tips later on in the week.
Yeah.
But a couple of surprise people there, aren't they? So it's Brisbane v Melbourne Victory. That's Sunday at Amy.
Yes.
And then Saturday, Allianz Stadium, the big one, Perth Glory, Sydney FC.
That's right. Absolutely.
Look forward to chatting about those big games.
Oh, it's going
to
be a great
right throughout
builder.
The week, mate.
Great
Thanks,
builder.
Mossy.
Good See on you tomorrow, guys.
Phil Moss, our soccer expert.